LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. So we do a lot on LinkedIn, and it really is about brand recognition and getting our name out there and letting these banks know exactly what we do and how we can change their lives. You know, like we stand on the we empower banks, community banks, and credit unions. We try to empower and strengthen them so that they can actually play with the big boys. They deserve the same technology, but because of their size, they don't always get it.
Hey, and welcome to the Momentum Podcast, the show where fintech meets AI. I'm your host, Stan Altschuler, investor, founder, and advisor to some of the world's top hedge funds, asset managers, and data companies. Each week, we'll dive into practical AI strategies to help you cut through the noise, beat data overload, build smarter workflows, and turn your ideas into results. We'll explore everything from AI tools for your daily workflows to building data-driven growth engines for your organizations. Here, you'll discover what's next in finance and how to stay ahead of the curve with AI. Let's dive in. All right. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Momentum Podcast, where we break down how top builders and operators in fintech are tackling today's some of the toughest challenges with cutting-edge technology. So today, we're joined by Stephanie from Vicar, a technology solution platform for community banks and credit unions. And we're going to dive deep into what she's building, how her clients are using the platform, and where she sees fintech going next. So Stephanie, welcome to the Momentum Podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into it. What's your background and kind of what's been your journey? Let's say you're here.
So I started on the banking side decades ago because I'm on the older side. So firsthand, I got to see the time that it would take for banks to onboard, open accounts, and manage loans. It's very manual. It's very time consuming. It's very still fat fingered, which means, you know, typing stuff in manually. I saw that whole side of it. That's where my career started and moved over to the tech side. So I think that I have a very unique experience and history of like, now I got to see that side and now I get to work on the other side and help these banks and credit unions trying to digitize and modernize and stop with the manual processes and just, you know, move forward.
As part of your role, and you're an SVP in marketing, right? And as part of your role in marketing, do you have to communicate that value proposition to these banks? Is there a way you kind of reach them? What's your strategy? How do you reach out to them and kind of get that conversation going?
LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. So we do a lot on LinkedIn, and it really is about brand recognition and getting our name out there and letting these banks know exactly what we do and how we can change their lives. You know, like we stand on the we empower banks, community banks, and credit unions. We try to empower and strengthen them so that they can actually play with the big boys. They deserve the same technology, but because of their size, they don't always get it. So trying to get our name out there, it's going to conferences, it's creating blogs, it's putting case studies together, everything and anything we can do just to get our name out there because we are on the smaller side, but we're powerful.
That's awesome. So to dig just a little bit deeper, let's say you're one of these community banks. What is the big challenge and the big problem that you have now? You've mentioned, you know, years ago, there were like the fat finger and manual errors and issues that are all manual processes. Has that evolved a lot? What are the new big problems that these banks are having onboarding, especially onboarding new accounts?
Oh, it's still inefficiency. It's still the same problems. Even the problems that I talked about that existed years ago, they still exist today. So it's inefficiency, it's disconnected systems, it's manual processes that really are the biggest problem. And these manual processes create these handoffs where you have one person that is physically handing off spreadsheets, emails, like to the next person. Everybody seems to work in these silos and they don't talk to each other, which, you know, all of the systems are completely disconnected. So that is the biggest problem is inefficiencies.
So are you saying, let me try to walk you through kind of the way the story is resonating in my mind and tell me if this is right? So today there are some community banks that actually like when they want to open up a new small business account or a new personal account, they manually enter the information somewhere. And instead of having a connected system where the account is automatically flagged or triggered for the next action item to take place, they manually print it out or get that information and carry it to the next person over. Is that right? Or is that too like a too simplistic
of you? No, that is right. Or it's an email that gets sent, but it is very manual. And a lot of people still have to like go into the branch to actually open an account.
Yes.
And with, right, it's annoying, right? You actually have to go into a branch and sit there with a person.
From personal experience, yes.
Kind of like, all the documents the world should have moved on.
The world should have moved on by now.
And it hasn't, right? So digital onboarding and opening an account, it's just that, right? It's omni-channel support. We make it so that everything is digitized from beginning to end. And there's no more silos. It's not fragmented. Everybody talks to each other in a sense, you know, and it flows. You get rid of the manual processes, you get rid of the human error.
So to the extent that you're comfortable, tell me about Vicar and how you guys actually solve these problems. I understand on the high level, you're digitizing, you're making these connections, but do you like literally go into the bank and build an infrastructure system for them? Is it like consultative or do you already have a set of tools that you can come in and deploy? To the extent you're comfortable sharing, like how do you actually go in and solve a problem at a real community bank?
So we're not consultants. So we are absolutely not consultants. We have a platform. We have a loan lifecycle origination platform and we have a client lifecycle platform and we built it. And so we work with the banks very hand in hand to figure out what their needs are and then implement what they need, implement the digital onboarding platform or the loan origination platform. But it's ours. We're not consultants. We're hired to deliver software and to deliver a platform. And that's what we do.
Exactly. So you were mentioning, look, you have a platform that you've built internally, obviously talking to the banks, talking to these users, understanding their problems, and you go in and you implement that solution. Is it like a turnkey thing? They can just plug in all their, like how easy is it for them to implement your solution? Should they be intimidated and scared about this big initiative?
No, that's one of the great things about us is that it's very easy to learn. We have an incredible user interface that's for the bank employees and as well as for customers to, you know, upload all of their information. But it's very easy. There's no downtime. There's no real learning process because we work with the bank to know everything that they need, all the information that they need. And we work with them. We hold hands through the whole process to make sure we understand what they want, you know, what it's going to look like. There's no surprises. You get what you pay for with Vicar.
That's excellent. So a lot of projects do wind up failing. So that fear for small businesses, mid-sized businesses is very, very real. So the fact that you made it kind of easy for them to go in and onboard the software and see the time to value decrease and get value right away, that's a big deal. Can you give like an anecdote to the extent that you're comfortable? Can you share a story of a customer without naming any names, of course, but like share a story where their starting case was kind of here and then they came in and implemented Vicar Tech and now it's much better?
Sure. We have a client where their onboarding process was taking days. It took them days to get a new client on. And part of that was because they had a redundant, fragmented KYC, know your customer process. And again, it would be fat fingered in. It was a very manual process and it took days. They came to us. We worked together. We took their onboarding process from days to under 4 minutes.
Wow. From That's days huge. To 4 minutes.
Yes. So it went from days to 4 minutes because we automated, digitized, streamlined their KYC process so that you didn't have all these different groups running everywhere to figure out what the KYC was, right? Like those silos that we talked about. Yeah. So you streamlined it. And really, I mean, the amount of accounts that they're able to open, not only that, but the cross-selling opportunities and what flows from being able to open these accounts. You get cross-selling opportunities, and then they don't, you know, customers won't abandon the onboarding process with frustration, right? Like, go to a different bank, they stay. And now you build a relationship, cross-building, cross opportunities, and loyalty. But it was amazing to see how this bank went from days to minutes.
And that must be music to your ears in the marketing function, because that's a very, very real value add where it could be transformational to their business, right? It's not just
it's absolutely transformational.
Reducing the time to open an account. It's the scale that they can reach. They can do it. They can open more accounts. They can reach more people. So this is the kind of stuff that gets me personally excited about technology, what it can do. If you extrapolate, like look at this trend of technology and see how quickly it's evolving right now and extrapolate it into the future. How is this going to change? Let's say a couple of years from now, right? There's been this big adoption to where LLMs and Gen AI is basically ubiquitous. You know, people are using it to various degrees, but you know, you take all of that and that evolution in technology. How does this influence now your business and your customer's business?
How does AI influence it?
Yes. So it, you know, maybe it's AI, maybe it's like automations, agentic workflows, right? Can you go to, can you do even more now with all this technology?
Yeah, I think AI, it's going from like just the use of automation to intelligence, right? So in banking, AI is a little tricky, right? Because it's a little bit like the Wild West. It's unregulated. How do you use it in banking? And banks are still like, you know, kicking the tires of like, they want to, but it's a little scary. But I think what you could do is you can use it for digitizing workflows and understanding them, flagging risk and predicting what comes next. So that's how you can use AI. And that's kind of like what the future is going to look like. It's like AI identifying things, flagging things, but you know, sooner than a person can do it, but it going to a person. But that's how it's going to, I think that's how it's going to be used, and that's how it should be used.
I've heard this theme come up multiple times on these podcasts where I'm having conversations with folks, and they're kind of saying the same thing. Look, there's going to be various use cases of AI. Some of them are going to be bucketed in a lower risk category, some of them are going to be a higher risk category. And I think with financial services in particular, where you deal with a lot of sensitive data and the workflows themselves are sensitive, right? The adoption people predict is going to be faster in the lower risk use cases, right? Like synthesizing data, like anomaly detection, red flag detection, where a human can just only look at this much, but AI can do much more. Yeah, so this is great. And if you had a megaphone, right, and you could reach all your clients at once, what would be like the one big idea you want to get across? What would you tell them all at once?
What would I tell them all at once?
Yes. You know, they're probably still like intimidated. They're thinking of like, you know, should I be using new technology? Can I just go back to the way things were done before? What would you tell them to like give them a little push and go ahead and, you know, implement a new tech stack inside their workflow?
So for community banks and your credit unions, they're afraid of change, right?
Exactly.
And a lot of times they don't have the money for change. So they want to modernize, but they're in a analysis paralysis. And sometimes they end up picking the shiny new toy and it doesn't work.
Yes.
I will say that like Vicar is not the shiny new toy. Vicar is worth investing in and using our product. And I would say that we can modernize you. We can digitize your whole processes from start to finish. You don't have to replace your core banking system, which is huge for community banks. Like you don't have to rip out anything and replace it. Like Vicar can sit on top, on the side. We play nice with all of the other applications. So in order, I think, for community banks to really survive, they have to modernize. They have to digitize. It's not a choice anymore. And I think, you know, they're still afraid to do that or wondering if it's worth the investment and the money. But I think if they're going to survive, they have to.
That's excellent, excellent advice. And if we do have some of your target audience, like folks in community banks listening to the pod right now, how would they, what's like their best next step to reach out to you, to learn more about you. If there's a website, we're going to link it down below in the description of the video or below. Can they like find you on LinkedIn? Like, how would you recommend? What are the channels
that we go through? So we absolutely are on LinkedIn.
Okay.
You can reach out to us on LinkedIn. We also have a Vicar website, vicartech.com.
Perfect. Great.
And you can reach out there. You can actually book a demo on our website.
So we're going to have links to all of that, you guys, if you're interested. It sounds like you're doing awesome things and helping these banks really transform their business. Anything else you wanted to add, you know, to kind of wrap this up, put a bow on it?
This has been a great experience. I just want to say thank you very much for having me today.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and your journey. And thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into Momentum. If you found today's episode valuable, don't forget to follow the show and share it with your network. This helps us a lot. To explore how AI can help your firm, visit acadia.im. I'm Stan Altschuler, and I'll see you next week with more practical insights to help turn data into growth and decisions into results with the help of AI.